I guess just one last point, Mr. Chairman. You've made the differentiation between American... Well, you talked about global terms, but I think most companies talk about the American market and the Australian market. Now, given that the divisions that we have managing Westfield does break up into who's managing America and who's managing Australia, why are we therefore giving the same amount of options and not reflecting the different markets? And my last point, I guess, is a broader corporate issue is... Sometimes there's a bit of a problem, I think, in corporate Australia that you've got chief executives of other companies who've had their own experiences then stepping up to the mark as independent directors and judges. Now, some people here would know that Mr. Wills did a fabulous job running Coca-Cola Amatil, but I think when he retired, there was an $18 million salary package overall to him in his last year, which reflected his success, options and all of that. And people would also know here that Fred Hilmer has a large allocation of options at Fairfax that has no hurdle. So it's difficult for Fred to then stand up and say, I object to these options, when his own position would make him look a little bit hypocritical. So I guess there's two issues there for you to have a look
at. Okay. First, I'll deal a little bit, Mr. Mayne, if you don't mind, with hypocrisy. You know, you talk of independence of Fred Hilmer, or your question is independence. You are here writing a story for your paper and using this meeting for the forum, so you can have either a nice story or a sensational story or a real story. So, you know, I mean, I think I'd like to tell you something which was told to me a long time ago, and I think you fall in the same category as everybody else. If there's no conflict, there's no interest. The issue is how you deal with those. And I think maybe your questions here are under question here, because you're here not as a shareholder necessarily, because you hold another job. And as a shareholder, you're using this opportunity to enhance your own career in journalism. Put that aside, because you have criticized some of my colleagues here. I think I'm entitled to let the shareholders know, if they don't know, of what your position is and whether there are any conflicts that you either declare or don't declare, or whether they like it or don't like it. Now, the questions you asked about comparative with overseas, whether we pay overseas, you don't know whether the executive that gets option works overseas only, or works in Australia only, or works in both places. The fact is that I'll just give you a little bit appreciation of what does an executive do. And I won't mention the name of the executive, but it's one of those people that are on this list, and it includes myself. In order to talk to London, to an executive that is placed there, in order to catch him in good time, you've got to get up 6 o'clock in the morning, have your wits about by then, and deal with that executive to know what he does, how he does it, and what results does he get. Now, you may get some answer. Next time you want to talk to him, it will be probably 10 or 11 o'clock at night. Now, in between 6 o'clock in the morning and 10 o'clock at night, you're not exactly sitting on a beach. You have a job to do here in Australia to deliver the goods, to make sure the shopping center is open, the money, and all the issues that come about. I don't think that you or Mr. Wilson, who puts these rigorous questions on us, has any appreciation of what it makes to make this company work, the way it does work, and the results that it achieved. There is no sacrifice that these directors or executive officers don't do in order to make a success. I mean, they have their young people, they have young children, they have families, they have other needs. But they all kind of compartmentalize. And you kind of stand up here and pontificating that we should give him 200 options when we will give a million options. I think you can rely on us and the executive, non-executive directors, and the scrutiny that we are up against you and against the general public that we're doing the right thing. And it's really the non-appreciation of the effort and the time that is put in to make this company successful. I don't want to be compared with Brambles or Lendlease. They do a good job what they do. Those directors decide what they do. The results are judged by the shareholders and general public. We do the way we do it. We are good at it, and we spare no effort to make it a success. So I don't know whether I've answered all your questions, but I think I'll call it a day on this subject. And I ask the shareholders to vote. I have a mover and seconder. And all those in favor who wish to grant the options to Stephen Lowy, please raise your hands with the green card.